Tom.
Gents.
Welcome back. Now, what's your team talk like at halftime? Because if I could just give you my brief summary of the game. We come out, they score in the first couple of minutes. Then we grow in the game.
Yeah.
We're stringing the passes together. Abbey Hunt's had a good chance, but we're not a million miles away. Certainly, it was nowhere near what it was like against Stockport County a couple of weeks ago at Woodley. Yeah. But then they get that corner right before half-time, and I feel that basically just that kills it then.
Yeah, I mean, for the first time in a good fortnight, we was actually dominant. We were winning 1v1s, we were battling, we were preventing the 7 and 8, we were preventing Maria and M. Bradshaw. We were creating chances, we were playing through the thirds, and like you say, it was a massive blow, especially with 5 minutes to go into half time. It changed a few things we had to do, because obviously we needed two instead of one, but it's football, isn't it?
If I could just ask you, I mean, where do you think we're at the minute now? Because we were just having a chat here about the levels.
How good is Stockport now?
Yeah. How good is Stockport compared to...
They're probably
to
not top four, so they're probably below that level.
Yeah.
So where does that put us in the division, do you think?
I mean, it's hard to say on here. We're probably on par with Stockport after 2-3-0 losses, but, I mean, if you take the scoreline out of that game and the odd mistake and a freak corner, we were in a much better position today to say we're pretty much on par with them. But we've got to be realistic. We've just lost two games to them, both 3-0. So it's always a tough one in comparison to Stockport. I think this team at the moment's in a bit of a lull. Obviously, we had the ecstasy of the four wins in a row. And I've just said to the players then, I said, listen, off the ball's been a lot better today, which has been the issue for the past 2 weeks. We've seen an improvement on the ball today, but we're still nowhere near what got us them four wins. Should have been a win at Chesterley Street. Again, strange game. But we're not doing what we're best at now, and that's the issue at this moment in time.
Neil Reynolds will help me asking this question, but square pegs, round holes kind of situation where... it's like today, it was clear, and I think it's probably the right decision to man-mark Jess Battle with Kennelly. But then you're taking something out of midfield.
And the midfield, exactly. Well, we changed the system because of, obviously, how we was getting exposed in the wide areas away. We went man-for-man centrally and on Battle, which created the overload for Abbey and Marshy to play out from the back. We were quite happy with how the system went, but it's like you say, it's square pegs, round holes. Like, ideally, you don't want Corey and Anya bombing up and down the pitch for 90 minutes, but, you know, we don't have that flexibility to change things up. I mean, we could look at Chambers in there, but then who plays up top? We're in a position where, obviously, we've got next Sunday off, but we definitely need to add to the squad. The injuries we've had, we're getting no closer with. Jordan Bailey's still out. Holly Davenport's still out. Derby's now out for what you'd argue is more or less the season with a double leg break.
So, because I was going to say, your substitute's Ben Sher, there's names on it, who I had the understanding that they're injured. Yeah. So, are you looking...
We're doing that psychologically.
Yeah. Are you looking for players now?
Without a doubt. Yeah. We've got to. It's not even fair on the players that are fit, because, like you say, we're demanding a lot from. We want to go and challenge for the league. We want to be in the cup competitions. But week in, week out, you know, we're demanding a lot of them. And like you say, we've got a few on the pitch there that have been ill all week, didn't train. But we can't not feel the team. And at the end of the day, I don't want to give excuses. Like, we've not been good enough. We were better today, but still not at the races.
Isn't this just... the obvious thing, really. We've taken a step up a division, and we're still finding our feet. And we'll get spells where we're brilliant. We'll get spells where we're not, and that's just the way it is.
Without a doubt, and like you say, this period of time we're in off the back of COVID. Like, I don't think there's any players in any teams that are as structured or as fit and as conditioned as they would normally be. I mean, if you, it's not good because we're out of a trophy already in October. But I mean, if you look at the league, we've won 50%, which, if you're going off numbers, it's not too bad for a new team coming up. it just feels bad for us because we want more. We want more. We don't want to settle for 4 wins from 8, 50% mid-table. That isn't what we're trying to create here. So we've just got to keep being disciplined, remain positive and try and do what we're best at, because that's what we've slipped away from in the last fortnight, and that's what's more frustrating. Like I say, the first 4 to 6 games, we was having conversations about the dirty stuff off the ball, and stuff people don't want to do, working hard and, you know, tracking runners and little basic things, and we broke the back of it, and that's what built the winning run streak, especially with the attacking play that we are strongest with. And it's painful because it's like we've took a few massive steps back, but you know, we can complain about it, we can make excuses, we've got to deal with it.
Next up is the FA Cup next in a couple of weeks' time against, you have to forgive me, it's a very long acronym.
It's
the British Rail team from Liverpool.
It's the final qualifying round. Obviously we've come in at this stage because of where we are in the pyramid of football. If we beat them, we're in the first round proper, and hopefully get a big game on here.
Yeah, here's hoping. But Tom, big thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, James.
Have a good week.
Cheers.